Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Live Point in Westerville. Let me share just a quick passage with you from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16 and 17. It says, "From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come." It's a beautiful passage about the reality that there's a time when we all naturally view people a certain way. The way that the world kind of infiltrates our minds to believe that everyone is valuable based on what it is they have to offer. For example, you might have a classmate or a coworker or a neighbor that, they're very pleasant. They're kind. They take care of their stuff. They are respectful of others, and then you naturally like that person. That person has similar interests as you. You root for the same football team. You laugh at the same jokes, and you just naturally feel like that person's valuable. Then you have a neighbor that walks the dog, and without a bag, and the dog, goes on your lawn, and they walk right past you. And you immediately think that person has no value. We have a way in our culture that we can cancel people out pretty fast out of our minds. Now, social media has obviously made that, very public. And, when someone doesn't say the right thing, social media overwhelms them and they get canceled from our culture. But we've done that for years. You know, we do it in our minds. We decide what it is that creates someone or what gives someone value. The reality is that what Paul is saying is that we no longer consider looking at people in the way that we used to do that. But we don't do that anymore. In the passage prior, it was saying that, because Christ died, therefore all have died, that we should no longer live for ourselves, but live for the one who has died and was raised again. That because of Christ, because of what he did on the cross, that we now look at others from a different viewpoint. I want you to imagine if you could see the world through the eyes of Jesus Christ. Like, what if you saw every human being through his eyes? He was willing to die for them. He was willing to pursue them. He was willing, to forgive their sins if they only come to him. This is the person that you and I can so easily dismiss because they cut us off in traffic, or they weren't pleasant in line, or they said something rude, or they had an off-color joke, or they, whatever the reason. And we have a million reasons, don't we? But if we look at him through the eyes of Christ, he sees them as someone valuable, someone willing, that he's willing to die for. That is what Paul's saying, that we have to see people through the eyes of Christ. And all of that said, that we become a new creation, that everyone has the same opportunity, that the only reason that you and I are a new creation, that you and I have been made new in Christ, is because of what Christ did. And there was a time when we weren't valuable, right? If we really thought about it, we were sinners. We were enemies of God. How can that make us valuable? And yet God loves us. That's the beauty of the gospel. And I think it's so easy to kind of forget the gospel and forget about what God has done and just kind of fall into the malaise of looking at people through the eyes of the world. And I think what the gospel does is reminds us to look at everyone through the eyes of Christ all the time. I think about how we want to help people who are far from God to know the Lord. That's part of the gospel that, we're part of the mission of reconciling people to Christ. But it all starts with the heart of God, that we have to see people as valuable. God, I pray that you would help us to have that heart, that we would have a heart of your Son, that you would make us more and more like Jesus, that we would love others and care about people for the sake of who they are, because you love them. Lord, that makes them valuable to us. God, I pray that our heart would grow and that we would find people more and more valuable to us because of who you are. God, I'm grateful that you've made us new, and I pray, God, you would use our lives to help others come into that same type of relationship to be made new. We ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Just take a second and pray that out and talk to the Lord about seeing people through his eyes. Until next time, God bless.